Good morning. I'd like to call the opening to bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana, from the Advocate, official journal for the state of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence at track numbers 44324 through 44348 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 44324, advertised as 15.569 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Atrium Exploration, LLC. Atrium Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $35,076.96. $35,076.96. Or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $17,538.48. $17,538.48. Royalties are 25%. The next bid, we received one bid on track 44325, advertised as 142 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 64 acres. 64 acres. The bidder is Achilles Oil, LLC. Achilles Oil, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,800. $4,800, or a per acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $2,400. $2,400. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44326. Advertised as 12.938 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $29,149.31. $29,149.31, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $14,574.66. $14,574.66. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44327, advertised as 349 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $786,200. $796,297. $786,297, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $393,148.50. $393,148.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44328. We did receive one bid on track 44329, advertised as 165.7 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $373,322.10. $373,322.10, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $186,661.05. $186,661.05. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44330, advertised as 33.239 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Antrim Exploration, LLC. Antrim Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $74,887.47. $74,887.47, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $37,443.74. $37,443.74. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44331, advertises 19.358 acres. To begin again, we received one bid on track 44331, advertised as 19.35 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Antrim Exploration, LLC. Antrim Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $43,613.57. $43,613.57, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $21,806.79. $21,806.79. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44332, advertised as 110.681 acres, and the bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Antrim Exploration, LLC. Antrim Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $249,364.29. $249,364.29, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $124,682.15. $124,682.15. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44333. Advertised as 15.23 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. And the bidder is Antrim Exploration LLC. Antrim Exploration LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $34,313.19. $34,313.19, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $17,156.60. $17,156.60. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 4434334. We did receive one bid on track 44335, advertised as 253.78, actually advertised as 253.7876 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is North Louisiana Exploration LLC. North Louisiana Exploration LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $571,783.46. $571,783.46. Or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $285,891.73. $285,891.73. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44336, advertised as 95.1 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is North Louisiana Exploration LLC. North Louisiana Exploration LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $214,260.30. $214,260.30, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $107,130.15. $107,130.15. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44337, advertised as 1.439. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Antrim Exploration LLC. Antrim Exploration LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,242.07. $3,242.07, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $1,621.04. $1,621.04. royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 44338 or 44339. We did receive one bid on track 44340, advertised as 40 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $90,120. $90,120, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $45,060. $45,060. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44341, advertised as 220.3 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $496,335.90. $496,335.90, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $248,167.95. $248,167.95. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44342, advertised as 4.46 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Antrim Exploration, LLC. Antrim Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,048.38. $10,048.38, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $5,024.19. $5,024.19. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44343, advertises 21.8 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. North Louisiana Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $49,115.40. $49,115.40, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $24,557.70. $24,557.70. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44344, advertises 0.49 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Antrim Exploration, LLC. Antrim Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,103.97. $1,103.97. Or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $551.99. $551.99. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44345, advertised as 14 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is JM Exploration Company, LLC. JM Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,200. $4,200, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $2,100. $2,100. Royalties at 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44346, advertised as 0.5 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Land Resources, Inc. Land Resources, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $300. $300. Or a per acre figure of $600. Annual rentals are $300. $300. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44347, advertised as 2 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Antrim Exploration, LLC. Antrim Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,506. $4,506, or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $2,253. $2,253. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44348, advertised as 4 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Antrim Exploration, LLC. Antrim Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,012. $9,012. Or a per acre value of $2,253. Annual rentals are $4,506. $4,506. Royalties are 25%. The first bid that was read today, track 44324, was the bidder's name was pronounced Atrium when it should have been Antrim. So track 44324 that was earlier read as the bidder being Atrium should have been read as Antrim in lieu of Atrium. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of bids meeting to committee. Meetings will begin around 9:30.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Burdette?
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sandman?
Thank you, Chairman Smith. Members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,654 active leases covering nearly 700,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 128 leases covering approximately 62,000 acres. And of that 128 leases, there's one lease to discuss in more detail today. Let's begin with State Lease 17156, Vermilion Block 16 Field. Harvest Oil and Gas is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on February 11, 2015. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Harvest's report and that they spud their well by July 1, 2015. Failure to spud well will require the release of all acreage outside the map boundaries of the current MA3 reservoir, as seen in the State Lease 17156 number 1 well. No communication from Harvest to the staff, either by phone or letter or email, that drilling activity began on the lease by July 1, 2015. Also, no executed release of acreage was submitted to OMR within the same date. Check by the staff on the Sunrise system revealed no current drilling activity on this lease. Excuse me. The staff recommends that Harvest proceed with unitization of the State Lease 17156 number 1 well into either a commissioner's unit or a voluntary unit by September 9, 2015. Upon creation of the pooling unit, Harvest will be required to release all acreage outside the unit within 30 days. Now, perhaps the silence from Harvest may be connected to their bankruptcy proceedings. And Mr. Ryan Seideman, if y'all choose to question him about some of the involvement he's had in those proceedings.
Just so y'all are aware, we are enrolled as counsel in the Harvest bankruptcy proceedings. They're in the Western District of Louisiana. And we have filed motions in that proceeding both for relief from the bankruptcy stay in order to accomplish what Mr. Talbot has been talking about, as well as relief for the royalty folks to conduct their regular audit. Both of those matters are set for hearing on September 1st. And we expect a result that day. So when bankruptcies, for those of y'all who aren't familiar, when bankruptcies occur, there's an automatic stay that comes into play by the court, by operation of law, and we need to get relief from that to conduct certain activities. So we're in the process of securing that relief now with regard to Harvest for these things that we need done. And you know, I don't expect any hang-ups on it, and we should know within the next 2.5-3 weeks what the outcome will be. And I think at that point we'll be able to proceed as normal. So I think in that regard, with regard to anything that's being requested today related to Harvest, the board can certainly approve things if they're inclined to do so with respect to regulatory activity for Harvest. And just with the, you know, understanding or caveat that that activity will wait until we get an order from the court authorizing us to do so, whatever that so is. So that's it.
Okay, Chairman Smith, members of the board, good morning. I have some things to bring to the board's attention from this month. We had four new requests for force majeure. I'll go through these one at a time. The first one was from Pennington Oil and Gas Interests, requested recognition of force majeure due to the Mississippi River flooding the well's location, preventing them access to it, resulting in shutting in the well. After a review, it was determined that they had the ability to make shut-in payments, and the staff recommended they make a shut-in payment for State Lease 18804 by October 11, 2015, if the Mississippi River is not subsided at that time. So no board action is required. The second one is from Ikana Oil and Gas USA, Inc. They requested a force majeure due to high water from the Red River flooding that had been going on in North Louisiana, preventing access to multiple wells locations, maintaining three conservation units. After review, the staff determined they could make shut-in payments and recommended that Encana make shut-in payments beginning September 13, 2015, if the Red River is not subsided by that time. Since then, we've received a report that all the wells have come back on production, so no action is required by the board. The third item is BHP Billington Petroleum, Tex Law Operating Company, or BHP, requested a recognition of force majeure due to Red River flooding, preventing access to their wells. After review, the staff determined that they could make shut-in payments, and we recommend they make shut-in payments for a portion of State Lease 13949, beginning August 13, 2015, located in the HARASUA, and also, if necessary, September 13, 2015, for portions of State Leases 11155 and 19349, located in the HARASUB and the HARASUO, if the Red River hasn't risen by that time. No action is required by the board. The third item is a request by Shoreline Energy for after-the-fact recognition of a force majeure due to a flow line permitting problem affecting operating agreement A0280 in Lake Racassee Field, Lafourche Parish. The event occurred during a period of December of 2012 through May of 2013, where there was a gap of greater than 90 days in production and or downhole operations. Darrell Allen is here representing them, and he's here to explain what happened.
Good morning. Thank you for giving me this time. As Charles said, I am Darrell Allen, and I'm here representing Shoreline Energy. State Operating Agreement 280 is contained within a producing unit, the Tex L5RASUA in the Lake Racassee Field. It does have a 90-day cessation of production provision, and unfortunately, Shoreline had a 118-day cessation of production from January 29th of 2013 to May 27th of 2013. They had to shut the well in order to replace the flow line. And the sequence of events is this. In December of 2012, they acquired this property along with a lot of other properties in a package from XTO Energy. There were a lot of leases and a lot of producing wells. As a matter of fact, the assignment from XTO to Shoreline did not even describe this operating agreement. It described the old expired state lease, which was replaced by this operating agreement. So they acquired the property in December of 12. In January of 13, they realized that the flow line for this well was compromised. It actually had holes in it. And so they shut the well in, and they applied for their permits to replace the flow line and construct a new one. They needed three permits, one from the state, one from Lafourche Parish, and one from the Corps of Engineers. They got the permits from the parish and the state in March of 13, but they had to wait for the Corps of Engineers permit, which was not received until May the 6th of 2013. The following week, they mobilized the operations to replace the flow line. That was the week of May 13th. They got the well back online on May 27th. So from March of 13 until May of 13, they were waiting on the Corps of Engineers permit. Operating Agreement 280 does have a force majeure provision in it, which does specifically apply to unreasonable delays in permitting. However, it does require that the force majeure event be reported to Charles within 3 months unless there are consequential extenuating circumstances. And so that's what Shoreline is requesting, is that the board recognize the force majeure retroactively. And in closing, I'll say that the unit has continued to produce in every month since they got it back online in May of 13, and it continues to produce today. I'd be glad to try to answer any questions anyone may have. Thank you.
The staff does have recommendations on this matter. First of all, we met with Shoreline, and we're recommending that the board recognize the force majeure after the fact. We know this is extraordinary, but it's one of those things that we have done in the past. And to continue state or operating agreement A0280 in effect. The second thing is since there's a chain of title problem, we're requesting that Shoreline clean that up and get everything up to current records. And the third thing we're going to request is that Shoreline amend the operating agreement to provide for the ability to make shut-in payments should an event like this occur in the future. That's it.
Sanders moves.
I'll second.
Aye.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Track Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Arnold? Mr. Skura?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Bruyette? Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein? Mr. Hike? We have a quorum, and I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero.
Good morning.
Board members.
Good morning, sir.
Approval by the board was previously granted to staff to process and advertise 25 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the August 13, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 35 nominations for advertisement. Item B is a request by staff to rescind the resolution dated August the 6th, 1964, which authorized the secretary, assistant to the secretary, and the administrative assistant to sign non-exclusive geophysical permits on behalf of the board and to adopt a new policy to authorize the chairman, deputy assistant secretary, or executive officer of the board to sign such permits on behalf of the board. Staff recommends to rescind the existing resolution, which is outdated, and to adopt the proposed new policy, which is consistent with current practices.
I have a quick question. Why is it outdated?
We have an administrative assistant that on the old policy that has the authority to sign, and we feel that the proper personnel to be signing these should be the one stated, the chairman or the assistant or the executive officer, which is what's our current practices. These are the parties that actually execute leases.
Okay.
Execute instruments, I should say.
Okay. I need a motion and second to accept staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
Item C is a request by staff to rescind the resolution dated July 19, 1956 that establishes the board's policy pertaining to letters of protest in regards to the leasing of tracts and to adopt a new policy in accordance with the terms and conditions set forth in the attached proposed resolution. The staff recommends to rescind the existing resolution, which is outdated and lacking details, and to adopt a new policy which contains specific details as to the requirements for letters of protest.
So it just adds more details.
Right. Yes, sir. Okay. Actually, it was too limited,
okay,
and it wasn't adequately detailed, so we're cleaning it up to make it clear for the public.
Okay, good. Need a motion and second to accept. Motion, Mr. Schutz, second, Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
Item D is a request by staff to rescind the resolution dated April the 8th, 2009, that authorizes staff to promulgate rules for nomination and leasing in accordance with the Administrative Procedures Act and to adopt a new policy that accurately describes current nominations and leasing practices. A further request by staff to promulgate rules in accordance with the Administrative Procedures Act to implement the new policy. The staff recommends to rescind the existing resolution because it contains errors and the Louisiana Administrative Code rules were never promulgated. Staff further recommends that the board adopt a new policy which is in line with the current practices for nominations and leases.
Okay. Motion and second, please. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
And item E is a request by staff to rescind the resolution dated February the 12th, 1975, that established specific language to be included in lease sale advertising and to adopt a new policy that more accurately describes the board's position regarding acceptable bids. Staff recommends to rescind the existing resolution, which is outdated, and to adopt a new policy which more accurately describes the board's position regarding the acceptance of bids.
Motion and second. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
The next item is 40 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the October 14, 2015 lease sale or pending approval by the board for advertising. For the October 8, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 14 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the October 14, 2015 mineral lease sale.
Okay, thank you. Motion and second, please. Motion, Mr. Sanders, second, Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
This completes all of the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Fontenot. A motion, a second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Segura. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee's closed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Here.
Present.
Thank you. As of July 31st, 2015, field audit collections totaled $2,044. This includes $2,044 in royalty exceptions, no interest, and no penalties. One audit was closed in the month of July, and two new audits were engaged, bringing the current number of open audits to 60. Royalties collected in July 2015 totaled $26,549,195, as compared to $50,066,285 for the month of July 2014. Fiscal year royalty collections are the same, $26,549,195, as to compared to last year's total of $50,066,285. Monthly state royalty reports submitted in July totaled 400. This includes 147 SR1s for oil, 186 SR2s for gas, and 67 SR5s for plant products. The current average oil price per barrel as of July 31st, 2015 is $54.01, as compared to the price last year at $105.90. It is also a decrease of $8.55 per barrel since the previous month. The current average gas price per MMBTU as of July 31st is $2.89, as compared to the price last year at the same time of $4.01. In addition, it is an increase of 12 cents per MMBTU from the previous month. And now for the fun stuff. Item number one is a penalty waiver request for JW Operating Company for a penalty of $6,543.71 billed for the late payment of royalty. It is worth noting in the original agenda, this item was a typo. Y'all's agendas have been corrected. So the same applies to item number two. There's also a typo in the penalty amount for item number two. So if there's no objection, I'm just going to read it as it should be corrected. On February 4th, 2015, JW Operating Company paid the state a total of $20,050.26 in late royalty for October of 88 through August of 14. The payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding for more than 6 years. JW was late due to the revision of a unit plat to include state acreage, which was not present on prior survey plats. They paid the state a total of $6,452.76 in interest on February 5th. In accordance with protocol, staff recommends no reduction. It's the policy of the Office of Mineral Resources to treat all items submitted on a single state royalty report as a whole. In determining the outstanding royalty period for late payments, the earliest disposition date on the report is used as the measure. Penalty protocol allows for a 75% reduction on royalty outstanding less than 3 years, 50% for royalty outstanding from 3 to 6 years, and no reduction for anything in excess of 6 years. JW's state royalty report was submitted on February 4th, 2015. The total royalty outstanding on that report for more than 6 years was $6,358.01. This included royalty due between the months of September 88 through January of 9. And we should have representatives from JW here to address the board on this matter.
Good morning. My name is Paul Provenza, representing JW Operating. As was stated earlier, yes, this was not the result of a field audit. Originally, Cohort Energy drilled a Halston well back in the early 90s. As was typical at the time, no actual survey plat was prepared, filed, recorded, whatever. So the five-acre state acreage was based on both the lease and then what was subsequently sent by way of a division order. So subsequently to that, Cohort was merged into JW. JW Energy farmed out this acreage to Petrohawk, who drilled a much deeper Haynesville well sometime in the 2000s or within the last few years. So the actual survey plat of the Haynesville unit, which is coextensive with the Halston unit in that section, was provided in, in 2012, and it reflected a larger state acreage position of a little over 8 acres. As a result, dating all the way back to the 90s, of course, the state royalty payments by JW were deficient. Recognizing staff policy with regards to the 6 years, and yes, it's much longer than the 6 years before. The fact is, it was really not discernible or discoverable until the subsequent Haynesville unit survey plat was provided and recorded. So in that regard, there's really no way JW could have known about this or disclosed it until it came to their attention. And as I pointed out earlier, it was largely, it is now the policy of the Office of Conservation that you must complete your actual unit survey. But back in those days, it was just simply not required. And many units up there are still not fully, fully surveyed by a licensed surveyor. It's kind of a typical thing. Again, that policy has now been changed by the Office of Conservation, and that's why we have this Haynesville unit survey. And my only points are really that it was not the result of a field audit. It was discovered actually by JW's landman once she received the Haynesville unit survey. We brought it to the state's attention. We paid everything. We worked closely with the state. I think they'll agree that we were very cooperative, did everything we were asked to do. And we're just basically asking for the waiver of the penalty portion because of the unusual circumstances that we have in this case.
I would like to add, this was discussed with the geological and engineering section specifically to determine if it was in fact the case, if there was a change in the unit plat. And they were aware of it, and they did verify that that was the situation.
Any questions from the board?
I'd like to make a motion at the right time.
I'd second the motion, Sanders.
Well, my motion is for full waiver.
Is that your motion, Sanders? Any public comments or questions at this time?
Thank you.
Item number 2 is a penalty waiver request from MRC Energy Company for a penalty of $15,337.93 billed for the late payment of royalty. On April 27, 2015, MRC paid the state a total of $55,276.45 in late royalty for December 10 through January 15. Payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding less than four years. MRC was late because the operator made an adjustment that increased MRC's interest in the well. MRC Energy paid $7,667.46 in interest on July 31st, 2015. In accordance with protocol, staff is recommending a 50% waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $7,668.96, with a balance of $7,668.97 due the state.
I do have a question, Darrell. Okay, it says because the operator made an adjustment. Is that common practice, or?
It's pretty common. Item number three is a request to include parties affiliated with Clovelly Oil Company, LLC, on demand for outstanding audit issues. Clovelly was placed on demand at the previous meeting, the July 8th meeting, for outstanding audit issues. Staff recommends extending this demand to include those parties affiliated with Clovelly, as well as parties associated with the leases pertaining to the audit. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request. Item number four is a proposal to rescind the resolution dated August 8, 2012, which authorized the practice of paying royalties under protest in response to audit findings. Staff recommends rescinding the resolution and discontinuing the practice of allowing audit payments to be made under protest. Since July of 10, 15 payers have made payments for audit exceptions under protest. Of these, two were resolved within the six-month time frame. Payments prior to the August 2012 resolution were held for periods in excess of 4 years. Upon instituting the August 2012 resolution, six payments were returned to the payer because audit issues could not be resolved within the six-month deadline, or the payer demonstrated no willingness to work. Due to ongoing audit issues, one payment will remain in escrow until the audit is resolved, rather than 6 months, and one payment remains due to title issues on the lease involved in an audit. The Attorney General's office supports the rescission of this practice. Item number five is a proposal to increase the fee authorized by Louisiana Revised Statute 30, Section 136, from $35 to $65 per hour for recoupment of the costs associated with the processing of requests for reimbursement of overpayments. This statute authorizes the board to assess fees to recover the costs associated with processing of requests for the reimbursement of overpayments. In accordance with the board resolution dated April 11, 2007, payers must undergo the recoupment process when monthly royalty overpayments exceed $25,000 for the same disposition date and product type within the same field. This involves a desk audit of source documents as well as amounts reported to determine whether the recoupment is accurate and necessary. Recoupment fees are assessed based upon the number of hours spent reviewing the request at the conclusion of the process. A rate of $35 was established via board resolution on December 12, 1990. We propose raising the fee to $65 an hour to align with the Consumer Price Index for inflation. The Consumer Price Index calculator maintained by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics estimates that $35 in 1990 has the same power as $63.90 in 2015. In addition, the National Society of Accountants 2013 Survey of Income and Fees notes an average hourly fee of $65 for write-up work, $66.67 for financial statement presentation, and $100 for audit of financial statements. And this is all in the state of Louisiana specifically. Staff has determined through research, staffing levels, as well as time and effort involved to process the recruitment, that this rate of $65 per hour is necessary to cover employee salary and related benefits, as well as any supplies and anything else that comes up. The rate would be effective on all requests received after October 1st, 2015.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So the statute allows us to assess a fee, but not what the fee is.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
In addition, we also request authority to promulgate rules in accordance with the Administrative Procedures Act to implement the increased recruitment fee.
I'll move to accept staff's recommendation.
Sanders, second.
We're almost there. It's the home stretch. Item number six is a proposal to rescind the penalty waiver protocol resolution dated September 8, 2010, and to set new criteria for penalty waivers greater than $25,000 and 10% penalties assessed on late monthly royalty payments. A resolution adopted September 8, 2010 states the Assistant Secretary of OMR or designee may waive penalty amounts less than $10,000 based upon the following criteria: 75% for royalty over up to 3 years, 50% for royalty outstanding up to six, and nothing beyond six. The criteria applies to penalties assessed with interest for late monthly royalty payments, as well as the 10% penalties assessed for late monthly royalty payments. We would like to amend the criteria and break it into two separate resolutions. It would be as follows. For penalties assessed on late payments as 10% of the total amount due, we propose a 100% reduction for the first infraction, 75% reduction for the second infraction, 50% for the third, and no waiver for the fourth, and anything beyond that. For penalties assessed on late monthly royalty payments as part of interest and penalty billings, staff proposes the following. Penalty amounts less than $25,000 may be waived in part or whole for cause by the Assistant Secretary of OMR or designee for a 75% reduction in royalty outstanding less than 3 years, 50% for anything less than six, and nothing for anything beyond six. Should the payer dispute a previously approved waiver, a request in writing must be received by OMR within 30 calendar days of the decision. The payer must also be present to present an explanation to the audit committee at the State Mineral and Energy Board monthly meeting. The waiver criteria changes as presented would increase efficiency by reducing the time necessary to process a waiver, as well as ensure consistency among waivers. Waivers that required State Mineral and Energy Board approval are considered once each month under the current criteria. Increasing the amount to $25,000 ensures a larger number of waivers are processed in less time, allowing for timely collection of outstanding amounts due. The criteria would be effective on all penalties assessed after October 1st, 2015.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Item number 7 is a staff report to the committee that the election for August 2015 gas is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the C. Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement. And that concludes the agenda.
Move to adjourn audit committee.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Roll call for legal and title committee. Mr. Arnold? Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordaro?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Bruyette? Mr. Klein? Mr. Morton? Mr. Lambert? It's present. Mr. Height? Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Designate you, Mr. Heck, to present this morning.
Okay.
How are you today, sir?
I'm upright. Okay, item number 1 is a request for final approval. It's on your docket. It's item number 15-23. It's a settlement agreement by and between the state of Louisiana and Dupree Tract Company et al. It affects portions of state lease numbers 18-606, 18-863, 19-999, 20-039, and operating agreement A-0242 in Red River Parish. And the staff does recommend that the board approve.
That was operating agreement 242.
What did I say? Okay. It's operating agreement 242.
I make a motion for final approval.
Second, please. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any public comment on the motion? Any board question or comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number 2 is a request for final approval. It's on your docket as item number 15-24. It's a settlement agreement by and between the state of Louisiana and John O'Donnell, Inc., et al., and it affects portions of state lease numbers 17-236 and 18-581 in Plaquemine Parish, and the staff does recommend final approval.
Pleasure of the board.
I make a motion for final approval of the operating agreement between John O'Connell and the state.
Thank you. Any public comment? Board comment or question about the motion? Or reference the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. Item number 3 is a request by Shoreline to escrow the royalty attributable to state lease number 21436 in Plaquemine Parish. And in this particular case, this is again title disputed acreage. The staff does recommend approval of the request to escrow the funds, and it starts on August the 12th, continue through February of 2016, or until a settlement agreement is done. And if the board meeting is not held in February, then the board meeting that's held the following month. And the staff does recommend that they be allowed to escrow the funds.
Make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Thank you very much. I hear a second. Thank you, Mr. Pitt. I'm sorry I missed you, Mr. Lambert. Any public comment? Board comment? Question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Next item is a request by Allen Brothers to negotiate an operating agreement on title disputed acreage of former state lease 3170. In Caddo Parish. In this particular case, the staff recommends that not only an operating agreement be negotiated, but a settlement agreement on this title disputed acreage in conjunction with the operating agreement, and that the acreage be taken out of commerce, and they negotiate until December the 3rd of 2013 or until both agreements are confected and approved by the board, whichever occurs first.
I'm sorry?
We wanted to correct from December the 3rd to December the 9th. Make it effective until December the 9th.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Amendment, sir. Thank you, sir.
Second.
Hear a second. Thank you. Hear a second. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or objection? Hear none. A motion carries. Thank you.
The next item is a request by the Attorney General's Office for an extension of 6 months to negotiate that was originally granted on June the 10th of 2015 and to escrow royalty pertaining to State Lease 21092 in Terrebonne Parish. And this is to the effective date is August the 4th of 2015, and it goes through February of 2016 or until the settlement agreement is confected, whichever comes first, and if the board meeting is not held in February until the next board meeting, there is that possibility.
Pleasure of the board.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you. I hear a second. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Any board comment or objection? Hear none, the motion carries. Thank you. Okay.
Next item is a request by Hillcor Energy Corporation for an extension of the escrow authority for royalty pertaining to portions of State Lease 724, 21150, 21152, and 21157 in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. And the staff does recommend the extension from August the 12th, and to continue through February the 20th of 2016 board meeting or until it is confected, whichever comes first.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
The motion. Can I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. I'm sorry, Mr. Lambert, I missed you again. Mr. Smith was ahead of you. Do I hear any public comment? Board comment or objection? I have a question. Chair has a question. I should know this after all these years, but do we receive periodic reports concerning the escrowing of money?
Yeah, we certainly do. Our staff keeps track of money held in escrow for title disputed acreage.
Monthly.
Thank you very much, sir. Any further? Here, no objection from the board. The motion carries. Thank you.
We have two items in executive session. Item number one is a suit entitled BHP Billiton Petroleum Properties versus Small Fry LLC et al. Suit number 85859-84-C in the First Judicial District Court in Caddo Parish. The second item is a suit between Mid States Petroleum LLC versus State Mineral and Energy Board et al. And it's suit number 14-1168, and it's in the Third Circuit Court of Appeal and will be reported on by the Attorney General's Office in executive session.
I'll make a motion for executive session for items 7 and 8.
Second.
Thank you. Any objection? Hear none. Motion carries.
Make a motion to come out of executive session.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Any objection? Hear none. Regular session.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. In the matters in executive session, the first item in executive session requires no action. It's just a report that a suit was filed. On the second item in executive session, the staff just needs authority for the Attorney General to negotiate in this particular suit, to close this one out and negotiate the others.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Lambert. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Hear any public comment? Board comment? Board objection? Hear none. The motion carried. Thank you.
Okay. That finishes the items.
Hear a second? Thank you. Any objection? We're reserved. We're adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call the docket committee to order. Secretary, please call the roll.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Segura? Is present. Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Sanders? Is present. Mr. Smith? Mr. Bruyette? Mr. Klein? Mr. Morton? Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Hike? Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present.
Before, Mr. President, I'd like to call on Mr. Dennis to make the presentation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The staff of the Petroleum Land Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the August 12, 2015 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items number 1 and number 2. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 and item number 2. For item number 3 through items 11, defer at the request of staff. Please approve items number 12 and 13. Items 14 and 15 approved, subject to the approval of the governor. Please approve items number 15 through items 24, 16 through 24. Item 25, defer at the request of staff. Please approve items number 26 through items 29. Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers. There were no items to receive for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through item number 4, and that will complete the staff's recommendation to the Docket Review Committee.
Are there any questions from the board? Any public comments? If none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the staff's recommendation.
I'll move to accept the staff's recommendation.
Have a motion by Mr. Segura and a second. Are there any questions? Any objections? No objections. The items are adopted. And now I can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move, Sanders.
Mr. Sanders moves to adjourn. Mr. Smith seconds it. The docket committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
We'll have about a 10-minute recess, and the board meeting will start at 11. Roll call. Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Segura is present. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith. Mr. Bruyette, Mr. Klein, Mr. Morton, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Hike. Mr. Chairman, we have 6 members present and a quorum.
Thank you. I'd like to take a motion to approve the July 8, 2015 minutes.
Move to accept those, or second accept those minutes.
Move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the board? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Also, may accept the motion to adopt the committee recommendations from A, Lease Review Committee, B, Nomination and Track Committee, C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Talent Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee.
Move to accept all of the committee recommendations.
Second, Sanders.
Motion by Mr. Sanders, second. So, motion by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the board members? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, those recommendations are approved. I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss a lease sale.
So moved.
Move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Segura. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session.
We need a lot of paper to write on today.
Nope, not more than that, sir. Not much.
rejecting all of them.
Wow, we have too much money.
Yes, we wanted five.
I'd like to accept the motion to come out of executive session. Move Mrs. Schutz, second by Mrs. Smith. Anyone opposed? Here or none? We're out of executive session. You have a staff report, please.
Good. Yes, Mr. Chairman, the staff recommends that all of the bids be accepted.
You've heard the staff's report and recommendation. You have a motion, please.
Move to accept staff's recommendation of these bids.
Move Mr. Gore, second Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the board members? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, those leases are accepted. Announcements?
One announcement today. The total for today's lease sale is $3,084,851.37, which brings the fiscal year-to-date total to just under $3.1 million. Nice month for the second month of the fiscal year.
Thank you. There's no further item on the agenda. A motion to adjourn, please.
Move.
Move, Mr. Sanders.
Move.
Move, Mr. Gore, second Mr. Sanders. Anyone opposed?
Nope.
You're none. We are adjourned. Thank you.